So let's review. Our parak discusses the halachas initiated by the Dayanei Gzeiros of Yerushalayim. Zok the Mishnah. Shnei Dayanei Gzeiros hayu b'Yerushalayim, Admon v'Chanan ben Avishalom. There were two judges in Yerushalayim that initiated knasos, penalties. One was Admon, and the other was Chanan. The Gemara mentions the opinion of Reb Nosson, who disagrees, and says, Shloisha Dayanei Gzeiros hayu b'Yerushalayim. There were three Gezer Gzeiros in Yerushalayim, Admon, Chanan, v'Nachum. The Gemara explains Shayu Gezer Gzeiros al Gezeilos. These judges were noteworthy because they initiated penalties to compensate for damages. The Gemara continues, Amar Yehuda Amar Avasi, Gezer Gzeiros sheb Yerushalayim hayu noitlan scharan tishim v'tesha mana. Mitrumas alishka, the Gezer Gzeiros were supported from the Trumas alishka, the Shkalim, from which they received an annual salary of 99 mana, as Rashi explains, Lafish lohayu asukim b'malachtim, because they could not maintain another job since they were occupied with their avodas hakodesh. Loisafko afa peshalei rotsu meisivin alein, and if the salary was not sufficient, they would receive a bonus even if they were reluctant to accept it. The Gemara continues to discuss the halachas of a dayan's compensation. Karna v'shakel. Istiro mizakai v'istiro michayev v'dayin lodina. There was a dayan named Karna who would collect one istira from each party to judge their case. And the Gemara gets into a long discussion as to why this was permitted and elaborates on this matter as follows. We derive from the pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim leisita mishpat, you shall not subvert justice. Shalei lazakis as a chayev v'shalei lachayev as a zakai. A dayan may not acquit the guilty party and may not convict the innocent party. Therefore, this pasuk also teaches that a dayan may not accept sheichad bribes michad minayir from one party, because asilatz lo yedina, he will subvert the judgment in favor of his benefactor. There is a second pasuk that refers to sheichad in Parashat Mishpatim that states v'sheichad lo yisikach, you shall not accept bribes. This superfluous pasuk teaches afil lazakas as a zakai ulachayev as lachayev, a dayan may not accept sheichad even with the intent of ruling correctly. Therefore, this pasuk also teaches that a dayan may not accept sheichad, even mitarvayu, from both parties. The Gemara cites a mission of Masechtas Bechiras, which teaches, based on the pasuk in Parshas Ve'eschanan, Re'ei lamadati eschem chukam mishpatim, kasher tzivani Hashem alikai. This pasuk teaches ma'ani b'chinam af atim b'chinam. A judge may also not accept egerdina, a fee for judging, which Rashi explains, lo yomer lachem adin kiyim b'schar. The dayan demands a fee to render a decision. Therefore, the Mishnah rules, Hanaitel schari la dun dina betelem. If a dayan accepts egredina, his judgments are null and void. The Gemara cites a braisa which takes us to the next level. Mechur hadayan, shenaitel schari la dun elishadino din. The Gemara explains that this refers to egred betela dule muchacha. A dayan may not accept compensation for lost time if it is not certain that he would have otherwise found work. However, if he did, his judgment stands. However, Eger Betela, the Muchacha Shari Edayin may accept compensation for lost time if it is certain that he would have otherwise found work, as in the case of Karna, Betela the Muchacha Veshakel, Debetahi Ba'amvar the Chamra B'yav Lezuza. Karna suffered an obvious loss from undertaking Dini Tara, because he was a wine expert, from which he would earn money by assessing a barrel's shelf life through its scent. However, when there is no betela de muchacha, a dayan is prohibited to accept all forms of payment. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, my time at the Sheikhada. Rava explains the reasoning of the Isser Sheikhad. Kiven the Kabbalah Sheikhada minei, ikarvalei daiti legabei vavakugufei. When the dayan accepts Sheikhad from a baldin, it creates a feeling of favoritism, in which the dayan considers the baldin as himself. Ve'ino demroa chevel atzmai. A person cannot see the arguments against him. This concept is alluded to in the word sheichad, shehuchad, they become as one. Rabba says, Hai dayna deshol she'ilta pasul meidandina. A dayan that frequently borrows items from his fellow townspeople is disqualified to judge them because asi lets lui yedina. Aval isli le oishole les limba. If he reciprocates by lending them his items, he is eligible to judge them because lo also lets lo yedina. Rapapa says, lo leiden inish dina lamandarachim le. A dayan should not accept the case of a friend because lechazel lechayva. He cannot see the arguments against his friend. Vloy lamandar sani le. A dayan should also not accept the case of an enemy because l'chazal eschusa. He cannot see the arguments in favor of his enemy. Incidentally, Abaye makes the following well-known statement. Haitzuba mirabanan, demirachman le b'nei masa, la mishum demalitfe. El mishum delay muchach lehu b'mila dishmaya. A tamachachim who is beloved by his townspeople, Marsha adds, and if they are unlearned people, it is because he does not give them musar. The Gemara continues to elaborate on the Isra Sheikha and cites a brisa that explains the previously mentioned pasuk. V'sheikha lo yisika. Ein tzarich lo yimasheikha d'maman. El afila sheikha d'var m'nami asar. The pasuk not only forbids bribes of money, but also bribes of words or favors. Medulek siv betel lo yisika. The pasuk does not specify money. The Gemara mentions several examples of sheikha d'var, where after receiving even a small favor from a person, the Tana or Amir told them, Pesil no loch ledina, I am disqualified to judge your case. We'll review just two of them. Shmuel hava ave b'mavra, asahu gaber yov liyadeh. When Shmuel was traveling on a boat, this person held his hand to support him. Even though this was mere common courtesy, Shmuel said, Pesil no loch ledina. There is a machlekes rishonim whether this was halachically considered sheichad or that Shmuel was machmer. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi had an aris, a sharecropper, who would bring him his share of produce every Friday. One week he brought it on Thursday. And when asked, Maishnaha idna, he answered, Dina isli, Vamina agavorchi isli lamar. I came in for a din tire and I figured I might as well bring it along. Like kabal minay, amalei basilna lach ladina. Shmuel Berbisi sent the sharecropper to another bezdin. As he was listening to the proceedings, Shmuel Berbisi kept on thinking of beneficial arguments the sharecropper could have made. Upon which he said, Tipach nafshim shel mekabli sheichad. Uma ani shaloi natalti. Vim natalti shali natalti. Kach, I did not accept the bribe. And even if I would have accepted, it was my own produce. Nevertheless, I am partial to my sharecropper. Mekabli sheichad alachas kama vekama. Judges who accept unlawful bribes will certainly be partial to that person.